This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says he was not trying to intimidate a witness who was testifying in the House impeachment inquiry with his tweet about her, but she says it was intimidating. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Tweeting from the White House during the hearing, Trump said everywhere former U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, served, turned bad. Asked at the hearing about the tweet, she said,
"Well, it's very intimidating."
The president says for the first time he watched some of the hearings and he was not trying to intimidate.
"I have the right to speak. I have freedom of speech."
But House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says it's part of a pattern to intimidate witnesses and obstruct justice and could be used as evidence against the president.
"We need to view the president's actions today as part of a broader and incriminating pattern of conduct."
I'm Julie Walker.
Twitter is detailing its ban on political ads. AP's Ed Donahue.
Admitting this is not perfect, Twitter says appeals for votes, solicitations for campaigns, contributions, and any political content will be untweeted. The ban also covers all ads, even non-political ones, from candidates, political parties, and elected or appointed government officials. What will be allowed is ads connected to political causes. Gun control, abortion, climate change are examples. News organizations will be exempt so they can promote stories that cover political issues. Twitter is taking a stricter approach compared to Facebook, which says it will not intervene when politicians speak, no matter what they're saying. I'm Ed Donahue.
A teenager who opened fire at his high school in Southern California this week and then turned the gun on himself died from his wounds on Friday. Police say 16-year-old Nathaniel Burhau died at the hospital in the afternoon while his mother was at his side. He shot five fellow students at his high school with a .45 caliber pistol, killing a 15-year-old girl and 14-year-old boy. This is VOA News. Student protesters are barricading themselves at universities across Hong Kong, stockpiling makeshift weapons and turning campuses into what looks like a war zone. It marks a dangerous new phase in Hong Kong's five-month-old anti-government protest. VOA's Bill Gallo went behind the scenes at one campus where students say that they are preparing for the worst.
Hong Kong Polytechnic University now looks something more like a fortress. Hundreds of students have hunkered down, laying bricks to obstruct police vehicles they are sure will eventually arrive, and setting up multiple levels of security checkpoints. Inside, students arm themselves with whatever they can, including arrows, bricks, and Molotov cocktails. Hong Kong has seen about 5 months of protests, but what you see behind me is actually pretty new. Students barricading themselves in at universities, preparing for long confrontations with the police. It's the start of what could be a new phase in the anti-government protests. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, in a televised speech to the nation earlier this week, announced that his government would release three prominent Taliban members in exchange for two Westerners abducted by the Taliban as a confidence-building measure with the insurgent group. The Western hostages are American Kevin King and Australian Timothy John Weeks, who have been in Taliban's captivity since 2016 when they were abducted from the capital, Kabul. Rising floodwaters prompted the mayor of Venice, Luigi Brugnaro, to alert residents and close off vital areas after deeming the waters too high. As high tide peaked at 154 centimeters, Reuters' Francesca Lina.
The floods, known as Acqua Alta, are at the highest level in more than 50 years, threatening irreparable damage to historic treasures. The St. Mark's Byzantine Basilica was flooded for the sixth time in 1,200 years, but the fourth in the last 20. The national government allocated an initial 20 million euros to address the immediate damage on Thursday. And Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said on Friday the government will hold a meeting on November 26th to discuss governance and the structural problems of the city.
That is Reuters' Francesca Lina. Iran's abrupt decision to raise gasoline prices as its economy worsens under U.S. sanctions and domestic corruption has angered many Iranians, prompting protests in at least five cities and online complaints. Without prior warning, the state-run National Iranian Oil Products Distribution Company announced an immediate 50% increase in the country's heavily subsidized gas price early Friday, raising the price from about 8 cents to 13 cents per liter. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.